Thanks, everyone, for joining us today. I'm Jenny Flato. I'm the Public Information Officer for the incident. And today is going to be a pretty short update, but we will have it posted to the website for anybody that may have missed it. We also ask that everybody please mute your phones so that we cut down on the background noise. And as you know, as we've done the past few weeks, we're going to provide you with an update of what's been happening this past week with the muscle incident response. And as we've said before, there's a lot of people on the line, and so it's not conducive for answering questions at the end. However, I will provide you with the information on how you can get more information and contact us if you do have questions. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Charlie Sperry. He's the incident commander representing Fish, Wildlife, and Parks this week.
Great. Thanks, Jenny, and thanks everybody for being on the call and taking an interest. As Jenny said, I'm Charlie Sperry. I'm the incident commander this week for the rapid response. I work for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, and I'm here also representing the DNRC. As many of you already know, we've been operating under an incident command response to the detection of mussels in Montana's water, and over the last 3.5 weeks, the mussel response incident command has been doing a lot of work and keeping you guys updated on what's been going on. Today we're just going to touch on the newest, latest information. And with that, I'll cover a couple of topics, one on reservoir drawdown. The incident command team established a task force to look at reservoir drawdown as an option to potentially control mussel populations. Based on the findings of that drawdown task force, the incident command recommended that a drawdown not be done this winter due to logistical challenges. We also want to note, however, that the potential for drawdown as a control measure is still up for future study and consideration. The second item I'll cover is sampling results. You may already be aware that we've processed 610 samples from 182 water bodies. We've got all of the lab results back and can report good news that there are no new detections of invasive mussels based on the state's samples. We also want to say that this is obviously good news, but that doesn't mean that the response effort is over. In fact, we're already in preparation and planning for spring sampling and monitoring, which is going to be critical to get a better understanding of what we're dealing with in Canyon Ferry, as well as portions of the Milk and Missouri rivers that have had suspect and inconclusive samples. Furthermore, sampling and monitoring efforts will be done at Tiber Reservoir, including trying to locate potential adult mussel populations in determining areas of concentration. The incident command is preparing recommendations as well for continued sampling and monitoring for other water bodies throughout the state. As I've said before, the response team is continuing to take this issue seriously, and we continue to receive feedback and support from neighboring states, provinces, tribes, and stakeholders. We again appreciate your interest, and that concludes my update. I'll now turn this back over to Jenny.
So I do want to note that while the incident command team will continue to work next week, due to the holidays, there will not be an update on December 29th, but we will continue the week after that, and we'll continue to provide those updates via the listserv. If you haven't signed up for the emails yet, you can find that on the Muscle Response website. So the webpage, if you need additional information, is musclerespondsmt.gov. You can contact us via email at musclerespondsmt.gov. We also have a Facebook page. It's Montana Muscle Response. And we do have a hotline. The number is 444-2440 that you can contact us on, and we can get you directed to the right person to answer your questions. As I said before, this update will be posted on the Muscle Response website. And thanks for calling in, and have a Merry Christmas.